Presley with Martin Besser.
Exciting things happening on Jackpot. So, Jackie Randa's FM's original Jackpot Productions proudly present another season of Don't Hold Back. A very special guest in studio this morning. Warm welcome to Nozibele Kamgana Mayaba.
Hi, Nozi,
how are you?
The clicks. I'm very proud of you.
Hey, cunningly.
Hi, man.
Listen, welcome.
Thank you.
Nozi, good to see you. You look fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations with the third season.
You
keep coming back.
I know.
Yeah, but for those who don't know,
yes.
No, we're going to make them curious enough to go and listen to episode 3 of season 3 that dropped yesterday.
Yes.
Don't Hold Back. What is that about?
Okay, so I think it was around 2022. I get an email. Hey, I'm so-and-so from DW, Deutsche Welle, a German broadcaster. Would love to work with you. At first, I'm like, what the hell? Where did you find me? It's like, no, we've been doing research. We would love to work with South Africans to just kind of create a youth podcast to cover different topics pertaining to some challenges that young people are facing in South Africa. And that's how the partnership started. And said, okay, let's do it. I'm all for that. Developing young people and being the voice of some of the challenges that they're facing. So we launched season one back in 2022, and I thought that was it. Season one is going to be it, but three seasons later, we're still here. So once again, we're covering different topics. You know, most recently we did modern motherhood. We had Sibulele Nomganga in studio talking about how she didn't follow, you know, the most linear or natural way of her being a mom. She went through IVF. And the most recent episode talks about men and mental health and just breaking the stigma around that. You know,
that's the new episode.
Yes.
Right? The last episode.
Yes.
Men's mental health.
Men's mental health, because we always focus mostly, you know, on women, the fact that we're juggling quite a lot, but also we're shining the spotlight on how. You know how we raise boys to be tough, do not cry, do not show any weakness. Mm-hmm. It actually now influences the kind of men we see in society, mm-hmm. where they do not show emotion and they bottle a lot of things up. And we're also diving into stats of how firstly, South Africa was ranked number 8 in terms of suicides in the world.
Wow.
And most of those numbers are men. You know, why is that? Why do men not talk? How can they seek help? Are we providing a conducive environment for them to talk? You know, yeah.
Being vulnerable sometimes is a good thing.
Yes, mm. Yes.
Showing your vulnerability.
Absolutely.
and being honest, there shouldn't be a stigma attached to
that. Yeah.
And you know all about that.
Definitely, yes. And I think that's why it influenced me or encouraged me to come out with my own story about 2019, where I was diagnosed with HIV 2013. And I hid my status from my family for about 6 years because I was like, what am I going to say? I come from a very conservative family, very Christian. I thought it will just, you know, kill my mom. I could not.
Yeah.
But eventually I was like, you know what? The more I keep quiet, the more I feel the story has power over me. And the more I felt, I just needed to regain my power, get my voice back, and show that vulnerability, for me, to inspire someone else out there. And like many years later, people still reference the video that I came out with to say, you know, it inspired me in my own journey to go back to treatment, to test, to have children, to give love a chance. So definitely vulnerability for me is a strength that I've
makes
seen
you
in
lighter.
My absolutely.
Lighter. And the name of the podcast also suggests, I mean, the name of the podcast is Don't Hold Back.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking about saying it as it is.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll talk some more about that in a moment. The new season. There's an episode that dropped yesterday all about men's mental health. Mm-hmm. Very important topic. Don't hold back. Talk about
it. You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.
You know, talking about season 3 of a podcast. Maybe we should just cover the basics. How do you actually find a podcast like
this?
It is on YouTube. The audio is on Apple Music. The video format will be on Spotify.
Yes.
Or just via Jacaranda FM. Our special guest, Nozi, in studio this morning, and we're talking about the third season of Don't Hold Back. You've heard the promos and the ads on the show. And the kind of topics that you cover are sometimes topics that don't often get discussed,
mm-hmm.
not in mainstream media anyway.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing about podcasting.
Yeah.
You'd know as well.
Yes.
There you don't have to hold back that much.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to go and find the podcast and it's got a name like Don't Hold Back, you kind of know what you what you're in for, right?
Exactly.
What kind of topics, what particular topic in season three do you think will probably land the hardest or is the toughest to talk about in our country?
Okay, so we just recorded a couple of episodes and a couple more coming. But the one already that I know is going to get people talking, a gentleman called Peño. He is black, gay, and living with HIV. And I already know it's going to rub a few feathers, but it's going to get people talking.
Mm.
Because usually we don't talk about, you know... Let me make an example. I did a talk a couple of weeks ago at a school. And, you know, I use my story to inspire young people. Hey, please take care of yourself. If you engage in sexual activity, please make sure that you protect yourself. You use protection and all of that. You condomize, whatever. So after the talk, a young gentleman, probably 16, 17, comes to me and says, you know, Nazi, and I could already say, okay, I've already had the talk with my parents that I'm gay. But how would you advise me to have the talk, the sex talk with them?
Oh.
The birds and the bees.
Hey, guys. Like, let me tell you something now. I probably, for a few seconds, I didn't know what to say.
It gets real
yeah. Because usually, even me as a parent, you know, obviously my son is two. It's still a long way for me to have the talk. But I started thinking... When I think about Lumi having a talk eventually, I'm thinking about Lumi having the talk. Hey, Lumi, if you have a girlfriend, if there's a Rachel or a Samantha, then I don't think about, hey, if there's a Craig, this is how you protect yourself.
Yeah.
So this conversation is going to definitely spark a lot of conversation.
The podcast is called Don't Hold Back.
Thank you.
We say it loud. Yep.
Okay, so you cover... a range of topics that you wouldn't, you know, hear every day.
Absolutely.
However,
it should be spoken about.
It's going to speak to someone.
Yes. Yeah.
Recently,
it's going to speak to someone, and especially going to speak to the youth. So important. You can't hold back there.
Absolutely.
Teenagers, kids, young people are curious.
Yeah.
Makes me start wondering when we're going to hear podcasts like this in the classroom.
Yes.
You know, because even the reading materials that kids have at the moment have some information, but it's sort of very, you know.
And we can't leave it to chance as well. And we kind of leave it to, no, they'll figure it out. Guys, there's a lot of information available online. No, let's talk about it. What do you know? What can we debunk? There are a lot of myths that our young people have that we need to have open conversations. You know, recently we were talking about women, young women and sexuality and all of those things. So there's so much for everyone. And I know someone is going to take something from it.
It's available. It's a new podcast, new season, season three, in fact, of Don't Hold Back with Nazi. And you can go and access it today. You do have guests on your show. Who is your dream international guest?
Oh, my word.
Who's the one guest? If you say to your producers, go and fetch me XYZ, who would that be?
I would pass out. If they could say, hey, Nazi, we've organized Trevor Noah to come through.
Are you serious?
I would pass out.
Doable.
I feel like that's doable.
You think so?
Yeah. That's very doable.
Oh, I saw you guys' opportunity. Doable. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me dream bigger then. Let's say, Michelle Obama. When they go
less
low.
Less doable, but also doable.
Also doable. Okay. I'm pretty sure. Guys, a little doable. Email, just a question.
Yeah.
Just a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on quickly. Mish.
Hey, Shelly.
Let me talk to her for a sec.
B, how are you?
Yeah.
Listen, so if you want to go and listen and watch a whole range of topics discussed by Nazi, you know what? I think your target audience is probably youth, but it is interesting for everybody.
Absolutely.
Go and access it now. It's on YouTube. It is definitely, obviously, it's a Jackpot original via jackaranda.fm.com, Apple Music, if you want to go listen to it there, or Spotify. All the best for season three.
Thank you.
Keep asking questions, keep answering questions, and talking about stuff that people don't often want to talk about, but really and honestly should talk about.
Absolutely. happy.
I'm looking at your list of topics here, and it's going to be a great season.
Oh no, I'm excited. We have a new studio.
Oh, yes.
Everything looks really good, so I'm really excited.
Love it all, Nozzy. Thank you very much for your time popping in.
Thank you
all
so much.
Best. Don't hold back. Available now. Go and stream.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.